You don't have to be positive all the time. It's perfectly okay to feel sad, angry, annoyed, frustrated, scared, and anxious. Having feelings doesn't make you a negative person. It doesn't even make you weak. It makes you human. And we are here to talk through it all. We welcome you to These Fucking Feelings Podcast, a safe space for all who needs it. Grab a drink and take a seat. The session begins now.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to an episode of These Fucking Feelings Podcast. I am your host, Micah. We got producer Crystal over here.
Hi.
And our sister from another mother, podcast mother maybe, Rebecca Height, the great Arthur herself, and a movie.
Yeah. And a movie.
So we were a little bit in the green room when we were talking, and I was apologizing to Rebecca because I finally did something I never thought I would do. And that was, I was a bad friend. Right?
You're not a bad friend. If life happens.
I had my reasons, right? So don't be over there thinking every reason's a good reason to be a bad friend. But I was diagnosed with cancer. We all know that. But I'm moving beyond that struggle now. So I was telling Rebecca that I can be a good friend again.
Maybe that's why you're not in the movie.
And then look, ooh. You
don't dang, man. Way to just like cut his throat like that.
Exactly. We were just saying it. And you said you wanted to be the cashier. And he said, it's not a cash.
And I was like, it's a fantasy.
And I was like, you're a fantasy. You wanted to be in the cashier.
She did kind of play me though. But I was like, would there be a cashier in this book? No. Right?
I mean, there's going to be a barista somewhere. But I mean.
Hey, I still want to apply for that role.
Yeah. Well, so like there's going to be, you know, it's LGBT fantasy fiction. And there's going to be 5 films total, so we're working on film 1, and there's going to be a scene in a gay club, and whether or not the club is actually gay when I choose it, I don't know, but I would prefer it to be an actual gay club. And right. I like really want to make you the bartender.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I was
practicing now, mixing drinks, so maybe I could do a trick or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So obviously we're looking for product placement for certain brands. We're reaching out to alcohol brands to market because it's a 5 film commitment for marketing for them. But otherwise, it's going to be like water and tea.
Anheuser-Busch or what's my favorite one? Crown Royal. Crown Royal, hear us. I'm going to tag you in this episode. Watch Snapple is my favorite drink, right? The only drink I drink. So, you know, Crown Royal, we got to support Rebecca.
Yes.
And if we don't do it, then we're just going to go to. Never mind. I was going to say Ciroc, but isn't that owned by Diddy?
I don't know. I'm like a vodka girl more. So, and I like 1800. So like tequila. So like there's someone like, yeah, I don't know a lot of them. Anything brown, okay. I like don't handle well, but this isn't for me. This is for a movie. And I'm not drinking it. So it's fine.
And actually, I really don't drink that much either, but I guess before, so Rebecca, like I said, is family to us. So that's why we just floated in a conversation. And I was just thinking, so we actually haven't talked about the departure of our Rebecca, right? And I hate to bring it up because they always talk about, I'm like, I told somebody, asked us, where's Rebecca? And I said, she moved on.
She moved on.
And they thought that I was saying that she died. And I'm like, no.
Oh, gosh.
Rebecca and her husband actually found a really great, well, he got a really great opportunity in Florida. And of course, they was married, so we couldn't ask her to choose her husband over us.
Well, we did.
But we did ask. So that's why she is no longer part of the show, but she's still part of our family. And we have nothing but, you know,
love.
Just wish yeah, love, yeah. Support, greatness, and all that kind of stuff. But so I guess it's our first time talking about it. But I was thinking that the last time you was here, that it was Rebecca. But no, it was Crystal.
It was Crystal, yeah.
Rebecca was out that time as well.
Yeah, because I picked on her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she picked on it. She was like, oh, you would have loved that interview.
We're all family here.
Definitely. But so I didn't even have to bring up Rebecca. So never mind. Forget all that stuff I said, right? So now I know you're filming in Seattle, right? Are you guys started filming already?
No, we haven't filmed yet. So it's going to be filmed 2 or 3 scenes in Philadelphia. I'm going to be working with a local bar on Roosevelt Street to be filming. And my father-in-law is Big Daddy Ray on TikTok. And he has a very large roller skating following. So I decided to mesh that together. He's going to be in one of the scenes, like as a quote-unquote retirement party. And I'm going to bring some of his his skating people on there with their skate shirts and stuff. So it's going to be like a mesh of two worlds, if you will. And obviously I can only do that in Philadelphia because I can't travel. Like I can't have like 10 people travel to Seattle and be like one scene, you know? Right. So then Seattle, and then actually we changed the majority of the filming to Bulgaria because now we're in an official partnership with Hexagon Productions over in Bulgaria. Okay. And it's mutually beneficial. They're just absolutely fantastic. And they're going to help me edit the movie. And one of the owners, Radiston, he is going to be my writer. So my writer in the book is officially casted with Radiston.
Wow, that's amazing. And congratulations. Yeah. However, I'm not going to Bulgaria just because it sounds scary.
It's beautiful. It's not. It sounds scary, but I promise it's not. Like they have... their capital, Sofia, is very old time building. So it looks like
I could go to Sofia.
Yeah, Sofia. To be clear, Sofia, Bulgaria is where I'll be. But right. I'll probably like travel around a little bit in the countryside and talk.
So you guys are not doing anything in Seattle anymore?
No, we are. I'm not 100% sure which ones exactly we're going to do because some of them can be changed over to Bulgaria, but we are still going to be in Seattle because of the waterfront. There's some waterfront scenes and stuff like that. And we're waiting on startup funds. So anyone who watches this that wants to be involved in a thank you on the film, in the film, after the scenes, right before the bonus scenes, please check out my spot fund and donate money. We need $500,000 to get it off the ground. I have almost all of my team in place. We just need the funds so we can secure the main talent and get going.
Wow. And we're going to make sure we post that everywhere and keep posting it and repost it.
Yes.
And to make sure this happens. It's pretty amazing. It's funny, I met you originally maybe 2 years ago.
No, longer than that.
Huh?
Longer than that.
You think longer than 2 years?
Yeah, because I've been...
So what, 3 years ago? I don't know. When I first came up with the idea of These Fucking Feelings podcast, it didn't last very long. I think I did 8 episodes before, once again, life kind of like crumbled. But you were one of those 8 episodes. Yeah. And so I'm telling you this so you guys could go back and watch it. Because the Rebecca you see there and the Rebecca you see here are two different Rebeccas, and it's crazy. And then you watch the one in the middle, you know? Then it's like you can actually see that what we say on these shows and what we talk about can actually happen, you know? Yes. Like you can change your mindset, change the way you think, change the way you look at life, start living in positivity and the present. I think that's a big thing. You know, we always think about the past or the future, and we never take time to focus on the present, right?
Right.
So, and a focus on the present, and then maybe you too can have 5 movies coming out that I'm going to play the bartender in.
There's no bugs in them.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Wait, bugs? There's going to be bugs in Bulgaria. That's another thing. No,
it's okay. Believe me when I say it's going to work out. It's going to be okay. I also have a meeting with Sweden coming up too. Stockholm, Sweden. I know. It all sounds really fancy when I say it out loud like that. But I promise it's like just a bunch of conversations with people. Right. Like the film commission of Stockholm is important because it's connection to the all northern Stockholm or Sweden. I mean,
right.
but he's really cool. And he's just a person. And like, I no one told me to do it. I just found I'm interested in Sweden in the future for the future filming, to match along with locations in the books. And I was just like, hey, I have a ton of questions. He's like, cool, let's do a meeting. I was like, great. And that was it. Like,
okay, but it's a lot to be excited about because me a lot more than what other people got, right? So don't downplay it. Your dreams, girl. So we just talked about how you was healing and then you proved me wrong. Activity, you know?
But well, no, I noticed because I'm doing a lot of author signings and I have LA event, the LA Times event coming up. I don't know if you knew that, but surprise.
I know that. When is it though?
April 19th. Well, I'm going to fly out the 19th and then it's the 20th and 21st of April.
See, I'm going to pop up on one of your events. Trust, it's going to happen.
I mean, yeah.
Months ahead of time. No, so busy.
I am really busy. It's, shut up, okay? I'm healing, right? Crystal won't fly.
No, I won't.
That's cool.
I won't go on a plane. Now I won't even go over a bridge.
Girl, we about to go do a movie in Bulgaria. But not really. I am going to pop up at one of your events. I've been thinking about it for a long time. And you know, actually, you're not that far from me. I think like 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And I'll be seeing when you do book signings. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go show up on her. And then it's like something happens.
Yeah.
I'm just lazy and, you know, going through chemo and cancer. And anyway.
Well, I have I have another one that's nearby at the Exton Library in May 19th. It's been really in my mind to come, not only come up to like visit you, but also do an author signing in the Albany Barnes & Noble closer to you. It's just, you know, timing, and you have to like get a hold of them and like travel. Right. You know what I mean?
Barnes & Noble and Colony Center.
Yeah, there's only one. I googled it.
Well, it's so sad that like bookstores are like, I don't know, they're leaving. You know, I guess it's the last time we talk. I'm an author now.
Yep.
First of all, Rebecca, I'm gonna go ahead and give you your props, right? Because I sat down and I wrote this book and I was like, it's gonna be 1,000 pages. Like, oh my God. Like, I get it printed and it's 62 pages. I was like, baby, I wrote a pamphlet. Okay.
Yeah, I bought it. I bought your book.
I know. But it was just crazy that, number one, I didn't think that I would be able to write. And then number two, had nothing, like I'd never really thought about writing. But now I'm working on my second book, and that's kind of cool. And it's going to be more than 62 pages.
Yeah, that's sort of why my book one was shorter. It's 214. And everyone says, I thought it'd be longer. And we're like, no, book two is longer. It's fine. Right. There's a second one.
Groove.
Right, you do gotta get the groove. But I'm telling you, I knew it was 1,000 pages. I felt like I wrote 1,000 pages. Like, you couldn't tell me. Then that, you know how you get the little sample joints and you're like,
yeah,
where is the rest of it?
Literally. Yeah, literally.
Printer, right? Like,
yeah.
So, but let's talk a little bit about your books.
Sure.
Because I know you had your audiobook came out, right?
Yep. Yes. Laura Horowitz is the voice.
Yes, it's the last time we talked. So I think your audiobook came out.
Yeah.
Do you have a new book out too?
Yeah. So in November, I released my third book, Reborn. So I've been recovering from a concussion. So I've been utilizing these things to help me like mend my brain on like a timeline that makes sense. But so book three was through my father's death and like my deep, severe concussion. So it's a little bit written out of the three. I think it's the best one just because of the writing style and what came out of me at that time. And I've had overwhelming feedback on that particular book because it's a bit more spiritual. Like I talk about art and sunsets and relating to the ocean and emotions, and like you would love it. This is straight up your alley.
I would tell so. I realize that when I'm on chemo, I'm emotional in reverse, right? Because I'm not a sobby, cry type person. You probably would think I am, but I'm really not, right? But I cry to everything now. So I'm going to have to wait till I'm outside of my crying phase.
Yes.
Like, we watch TV. So me and my mom, that's like our tradition. Like, when I leave here, I'm going to go home. We're going to make sure we got dinner, and we're going to watch TV together. And I'm going to cry. And she's going to look at me like, you is dumb. What is you crying for? Like, and I mean, I'm over here like... And she's like, it's a comedy.
It's a comedy.
I know.
I'm like, laughing so hard.
Oh,
I'm
my
crying.
God. It's the way he looked at her. Like, you could tell, even though he was being funny, it was love, you know?
Oh, that's so cute. That's what I connected with. You know, like, through the years, I've been watching your growth and your spiritual growth and your empathy and stuff like that. So I think this event that's happened to you has, like, opened up a different version of your empathy. And I think that, like, you can feel their emotions before, even if on screen, you know what I mean?
I'd be crying before this bad shit about to happen. I'm crying before it happened
because you know it's happening. Yeah,
right. My mom was like, can you give it a minute? Like, discuss her. She'd be like,
I should be the one crying,
right? You know, she might even call me a punk ass bitch, but it's cool, you know. My mom, and she loves me.
That's cute.
I'm joking. She would never say that. Or I should never tell her, but she's, mom, sorry. Don't be me. Rebecca, quick, change the subject, okay?
Yeah. Well, so the audiobook is out. It's been out like 3 months, and it's been really doing very well.
So it's audiobook for the first book?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, for book one. They're a little expensive to make, but they're worth it because people that can't medically hold a book can now listen to the book, or they'll go back and listen to it, or they're too busy or whatever. I noticed, like, usually people above the age of like 30s, usually like actual hard copies of books or paperbacks.
Old people.
Yeah. Like, and I'm included in that.
1900s.
Yeah.
If you was born in the 2000s, you want an e-reader.
Yes. Yeah, you want an audiobook. But also, because, you know, they do like yoga or they do walking and they listen to audiobooks. I mean, they're very good at multitasking, the newer generations. I'm actually very impressed. We didn't quite get that sometimes. Like, we missed that boat, some of us, me in particular. And, you know, and then there's the parents that have a bunch of children and they're cleaning the house, or like they're doing something, they're chasing people around, or, you know, whatever it is, a long commute. The audiobooks are best for them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I'm going to tell you something I realized the other day. I can either do 50,000 things at one time or nothing at all.
Yeah.
I cannot work on one task. I can't. It can't just be one thing. Either has to be 50 or nothing.
Yeah,
that's
relatable,
right? It's like, it's ridiculous.
He has 100 different tabs open on his computer. I'm like, that's a lot of tabs. Just like, yeah, I know.
And I work at all of them at the same time, and it's like,
you just switch back and forth.
Everybody gets the same answer at the same time because they're all finished together.
Yeah.
I think that's ADHD though.
It is.
It?
Yeah. That's what I have. That's what I knew.
Okay. I kind of wanted to go back though. Like, how did you get this concussion? What was you doing?
Oh yeah, yeah. I was rear-ended at a higher speed, a standstill traffic.
I said it one more time.
Right.
I was rear-ended. My car was rear-ended when it was standstill traffic.
At a high speed. Totally different.
Like, that is not what you said.
And still in the traffic.
I heard this. I'm like, girl, why is you standing in traffic? All you got is a concussion.
Okay. Like, no,
so sorry, y'all. Okay.
Everybody was good though, besides the concussion.
Yeah. As far as I know, everyone's okay. But I mean, it's very, you don't care about a whole lot when you have a concussion. Like, like you care that you're breathing, you're caring that your eyes can open and you can deal with the light coming in and like gossip around you or the dumb things in life that people usually care about no longer matter. And that's how I live now.
So let's talk about this then, because I'm real ignorant when it comes to concussions. They're long, it lasts long term. Like it's
it a can. Yeah. So like a concussion can sometimes, depending on the severity of it, it can last like 2 weeks or it could last 2 years.
Jeez. Well, now it can be healed though, right?
Yeah, it takes time. I mean, it's like it's essentially, so, you know, your brain is a muscle and certain parts of it is like bruised, sort of like an apple. If you drop it, it looks like an apple, but when you go inside, it's all bruised up and doesn't look that great. So that's the same thing as your brain. And what suffered was my motor skills. So like memory recall, I forgot how to speak for a week. Like I thought I could only speak French. Like it was great. And I do know some French. So it's not just like me pulling it out of nowhere.
Great.
I was like,
I probably would have been ready to smack you. Like,
you would video it.
I would video it. Sorry, you would have been a TikTok sensation. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It was crazy. Yeah. So like my art really came out very well. I couldn't really think or speak. Like sleeping, eating, and drinking was my main priority. And then I could draw, and like the images that I could draw were fantastic. They were easier than when I didn't have my concussion, but I couldn't like hold conversations.
Wow. That's so I'm going to say that your mental health probably had to go through some little
loops. Hoops.
Yeah. One of the issues I ran into is I wasn't aware of danger around myself. So if someone was bad people, I couldn't recognize that. So I loved and trust everybody, which is like me, but like 1,000 times like more. So when I was in the throes of my concussion, I was convinced that everyone had my best. Like they had to care for me. They had to make sure I didn't ignore a car coming down the road and I'd be hit by a car. I mean, that's a real thing. So like they had to be that thing for me. And then I wasn't aware that people didn't have my back to make sure I was okay. So that I had to learn that.
I feel like I might be in that state right now. I love everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even have to rob me. Just tell me you was thinking about robbing me and you could have it all. You know what I'm saying?
Literally.
You don't got to go through the process. And I give you a hug if you need it.
Yeah, he'll love you after.
Yes, I was like, legit, it's cool. Whatever you need, we got you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what? I always say that, and I'm joking. I have been robbed, though, Rebecca. I have been robbed at gunpoint, so I can't relate. I know you have, too. So I say it jokingly, but I hope I didn't trigger anything.
No, you're good.
Yeah, for everybody, it's not funny. I laugh at my pain. Please know when you're watching this that I am laughing about me, okay? Like, if you need to cry about you, cool, cry about you. But about me, I'm going to laugh. So.
You're so cute.
Let's talk about
I just said that the other day. That you're cute.
Yeah.
Look, but she makes it seem like it's a compliment. I just said that 4 weeks ago.
Well, I was going to finish the sentence on what you said afterwards, but then I thought about it and I was like, yeah.
I was just thinking that 4 weeks ago, you know? Oh, yeah. Rebecca, this is not a very good episode right now.
Okay, no, you're good.
Okay. So is the movie based on anything about what you wrote?
It's so the plot points are the same, but the journey to get to the plot points are different. So
you were thinking about this the last time you were on, though, right? For some reason, I remember you saying you were thinking about doing a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I was like, I'm doing a movie.
That's what I'm saying. That's dope. If you go back and you guys should watch all three episodes.
Yeah.
And we'll make it easy. I'll put all the links in the episode description just to see your journey and your growth. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like it's an inspiration because it's like we're sitting here laughing and we've been 24 minutes in and we really haven't talked about mental health, right? But we can do that because we have talked about mental health and we're healing. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So now we can take the time. We have the time to have this little chit chat.
Yes.
Because yeah. we're working, you know, like we said, hey, the first episode was 3 years ago. See Rebecca Height then and see her now. Mm-hmm. You know, I see your wings, girl.
Thanks. Yeah.
And it's crazy, though, that even though, like, you're doing all these amazing things, it's like you're still struggling with something else. And it's like, now we're going into the mental health part. Doesn't that just get tired sometime?
I mean, not really. To me, it's not necessarily about struggling or I have to continuously work on different versions of the same thing or something else. It's because we're changing all the time as people. So what we need changes with it. And I find it humbling to know that if at any point in time I say I am 100% good, I'm already not good. Like we're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I get that. However, I'm saying like when I found out in December that I had cancer again, I was like, I am exhausted.
Oh, like, yeah, that's fair.
Done. Like, Lord, I don't know what your plan is for me. I don't even know if you're there, but if you're there, like, please show me something. Mm-hmm. I was kind of, like, over it. It was like, because life had been so good, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, cool, I did all my suffering when I was younger. And not say that I didn't have everyday challenges. I work with Crystal, so you know my days be hella crazy, right?
I was gone for 2 weeks, and I heard he was miserable.
I was like, there, because I was on chemo.
I came back, and he's all magically not miserable. What's that say?
It just so happened that you came back when I got off chemo.
Oh, my gosh. Burn, man. Burn.
So everybody knows I love Crystal.
I know.
Everybody's like, I'm so happy you're back.
I was like, happy.
Damn, was he right. that bad?
Child. But you know what it is sometimes, too? It's like so many people, and maybe this is me not being fair to you, right? Here's my epiphany. So many people lean on me that I lean a lot on Crystal, you know, because it's like, so I'm in a situation where it's like everybody around me is going through these crazy hardships that I've been through already. And I kind of want them to get over it, but they're not going to get over it. But I also know that they don't have time for my little issues, you know? So, you know, I did like a really aggressive chemo regimen. Like I was on chemo every day for like 90 days. It was a combination of pills and chemicals. It was weird, but the doctor had a plan. I was tired. I'm like, whatever, you know. They could have told me, drink 4 gallons of bleach and call me in the morning. And I would have been like, okay. At that time, I was just like, well, whatever. Like, just do what you're going to do, right? Frustrated.
That's understandable. So I actually have a theory about that that I didn't tell you, but I waited until now to tell you.
Yeah. Let me hear it.
Okay. So I remember a post a bit ago when you were having a hard time during one of your chemos, and like there's a lot of people struggling around you, and you were struggling because they were struggling. So although cancer is the more extreme thing, from what I know, when you master a certain area in you're healing, you're given you're like smacked in the face by this difficult thing, whatever that may be. And unfortunately for you is cancer, because that's really jacked up. But I guess that's what the universe decided. But
I can't wait to meet this universe.
So like you going through it is making you face the other things that you're still working on or to revisit or something. I mean, again, it's a bit more extreme, but I believe that sometimes when you're at a certain level of mental health and healing, you're put next to or near people that are really struggling and haven't been quite where you are with the understanding for you to help them understand or guide them. So for example, when my father was alive, one of the last church services that he was in,
Right. So I'm sorry. You did that scratch.
Is that too much? You want a second?
I don't know. I was like, gee, I don't even know what you did. It was cute. It looked good. Okay. Sorry. You did that. I'm so sorry. It was such a bad time.
But I was scratch like that all the time.
I know. I'm like, she just did this little thing, and it was just like, what are you? Like, I know you said you had a concussion. Are you bringing shit to your memory? Like, what?
My third eye. Yeah. No, okay. My forehead itched.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well, which is also a third eye, so whatever. Like, it's working for you, man. It's working. It's activated for you. All right. So when my father, one of the last services my dad did, there was an elderly woman who I've known through the years, and she was really struggling. And it's not like I personally knew her very well. Like, I knew of her family growing up, but I didn't remember her name or anything. And she just like opened up, and my heart hurt for her. And I gave her the advice that I have lived by and I give to other people, and it changed her entire world. So like, I think you and I are here at this level to help people navigate. Like, we feel their pain, but we're also there to help like ease it.
Whew. But can I take a vacation?
Yeah, you are right now.
Saturdays and Sundays are vacation day.
You know, it's really, really funny because it's like, I was having a conversation with someone last week, and they were asking me, like, if you could have anything in the world, what would it be? And I was like, the ability to take a year off. Mm. I just want 1 year. I promise after that year, I'll take my ass back to work and I'll be happy about it. You hear me? I will walk up and sing in that. But if I could have a year off, I'm like, I just need rest.
Yeah.
Like,
you would get so bored.
I'm probably bored as hell, right? Being there building Legos and shit.
A month later, you'll be like, all right, I have to go back.
No. I think I could do the year. I think I could do the year.
I don't think you can.
No.
But, like, I really, the ADHD would kick in way too fast, honestly. I think you would get, like, a couple weeks in.
He's supposed to have not worked for a whole week, and he was on the computer working. If that's not commitment,
says the person who called me every day to talk about work.
This was a different time.
So my boss came and he's like, you know what? I was in the middle of a nervous breakdown and I was like, fuck this job. I'm out. But I have a really great boss. He's he's amazing. Shout out James. And I texted him and I was like, I think you need to find someone more equipped to do this. It was just at that moment. I just think you need to. And he calls me right away. And you know what? People always do the opposite of what you say. And I think maybe you want them to. Because I was like, no, I don't want to talk about it now. You know what I'm saying? But he calls me right away. And I was like, this motherfucker. And I actually took the time to let it ring right. And I'm like, I ain't answering this bitch. Because I told you I didn't want to talk right now, but he was the boss. So we answer the phone when the boss calls. And he said, you know what, like, I kind of should have done this. We know you're going through a lot. Like, we just need you to take some time off. Take next week off. You know, no work. Nothing. Like, don't open a computer. Like, leave your computer here. Like, don't talk about work at all. And then my mom has open heart surgery. It's like...
Okay, so it wasn't really like a vacation or a week off, because
it was like a week in the hospital, you know, looking at these people when they came. You know what I realized too about hospitals, and y'all suck for this, and I'm speaking of the ones I went through lately. Like, don't be a good nurse when the family there, and then when the family leave, you're not a good nurse no more.
Oh, right. Gosh.
So my mom had a couple of those experiences, like, and I was on the phone with her, and it's like, I hear this shit, and I'm like, put the half on the phone, because this woman is loved and you're not going to talk to a woman who is loved like this. So like, let's get this together. Like they were so tired of me. They was like, can we let her go today? Like, can we let her go? Because her son, I called him every night, every 2 hours. I was checking in on my mama. And she said, I want to hear she's still alive.
Yeah, that's valid though.
Right? But I don't know. I just feel like if you have a job that you hate, go find another job.
Mm.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's our mixed message for today.
Go do what your heart sings about. And if you don't know how to do it, start with researching.
Right, yeah. Right. Because some people just are miserable, and I get that that's what I'm trying to escape, a miserable world, you know? It's like, I feel like we don't exist to be miserable. We don't. I can't believe in a creator that created creation to suffer. I just, you know, I feel like if there is a paradise after this lifetime, I should have it now and then, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying I won't have bad days, but I should have more good days than I do bad days.
Yep.
Know? And I should know what peace is, and I should know what love is, and if nothing else, from myself, you know, I should know what it's like to completely love who I am and accept myself. And like, these are all the reasons for healing, you know, these are the reasons to do what you do so that you can start chasing your dreams, like Rebecca is teaching us, you know. Yeah. She's about to go to Bulgaria.
Yeah, yeah.
Where that is. Huh? I'm gonna have to look,
you got to look where that is. I don't, and it's funny too, because it's like, I feel like it's the most random place, and I'm not saying, I don't mean that disrespectfully, right. Bulgaria, so when I'm there visiting Rebecca, you treat me nice, okay? I'm a good guy. But every time I say it, and I'm saying it now to be funny, I always think of like Vikings type of people.
Yeah. I mean, I'm Viking sort of reached everywhere. So Bulgaria is near Hungary. It's next to Hungary.
Right.
Okay.
This is like, what else is Hungary?
Which is like near, it's east of Italy.
Okay.
Italy, you got that, right, girl? Got that one.
I've heard of Hungary.
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
No, because there's a lot of things I feel like I'm ignorant to, too. Like, I couldn't give you all capitals of all 50 states.
No. Don't give me a street where I was born. You have to give me a place. Like, do you know where Fusikers is? Yes. You can't say, do you know where Ferry Street is? No.
You gotta go to the railroad track when you see the curb tree that has a little swing on it. That's the kind of directions you need to give her.
Yeah. That's valid, though. That's because we didn't have GPS growing up. We had MapQuest.
Right.
And landmarks. Out
directions, and don't let you be traveling from state to state. They'd be like 8 pages long. You'd be like, oh, shit. I know, I was just telling somebody, I was thinking the other day about, like, I didn't text people in high school. You had to pay per text, okay? And let my mama see a text on my phone bill.
I had a pager. How did you get a cell phone?
Right. I actually had a cell phone pretty young, and that's because I used to run the streets, right? No, I'm just joking. I worked at a young age. I started working, you know, once I was legally able to, when I wanted a cell phone, so... You know, my parents' philosophy, if you can pay for it, you can have it.
I didn't think cell phones were...
Why are you trying to make me older than
that? Well, because if I didn't have a cell phone when I was that age, I don't know how you would have a cell phone. I mean, he's 36, of course.
Right, thank you, bitch. Cover that shit up.
I did have a cell phone when I was 16. I have the same number I did when I was 16.
But you're, how old are you?
Can we 36.
Ask that? Right. Oh, so she's 36. Okay, psychic. You need to put her ass in the movie.
Oh my God, he did something so funny tonight because he just said psychic with the ball and the potato. We have a worker, and she comes over, and something had happened, and she did something wrong, and she comes over, and she's like, Micah, do you know why this keeps happening? And he's like, let me pull out my ball. And he, like, acts like he was really looking into a crystal ball, but it was a potato.
Actually, a bean.
It looks like a potato.
So my coworker got me a crochet bean, and it says, you're my favorite human being.
Oh, that's cute. That's a cute pun. Potato.
Yeah, it is a really cute play. Rebecca, we sorry, okay?
It's fine.
I was trying to tell you, so did I tell you about Amber Riley?
Oh, yeah. So I don't know what's up with Amber Riley.
The reason why I'm so hyped, right? Like, this got me high as hell. I've been smoking like 18 blunts, but really it's all Amber Riley, right? So, I get trolled a lot doing this mental health podcast. I don't know why people either just hate me or hate mental health, but I get a lot of negative comments, a lot of negative messages, and that's why I barely check Messenger and stuff, because most of the time it's like negative and something. Well, a friend of mine's called me a few days ago, and I was talking about April 1st was our 1 year anniversary of these fucking feelings being back, mm-hmm. us being a top rated podcast. You know, it was a lot of things to celebrate, and that was my post about, you know, it's like, thanks for taking this journey with us, you know. And you know, it's the guests we have, the people who taught the lessons, people like you who come on and share your story and impact people, you know. So I said what I thought was a cool post, right? And so, like, this guy comes up and is like, cancer hasn't killed you yet.
Oh, God. And you know, karma's coming for his throat.
I was like, so I didn't even see it. A friend of mine called me and, it was like, hey, you need to take this post down, or you need to report it, you know, do something, but it, like, you need to take it off. And I was like, or not the post, the comment. So I went on TikTok, found the comment, like, I did report it and stuff, but it stung. Like, for some reason, it really, really stung this time. And I don't got some horrible things. People don't put my heads in places you wouldn't believe. I'm like, how are you going to fit my big head in that place? You know, like, people have sent me some threats now, right? Like, I probably need Secret Service. I don't know why, Rebecca. I really don't understand it. Like, I spend all my days deleting messages, deleting comments, because the stuff that people say contradicts our message to people. Right. And I never want someone to read it and then become negative, you know, mm-hmm. because I feel like it's triggering, you know. But for some reason, like I said, I just get a lot of hate. So my friend did this. So he saw it. I saw it, and we just ended up talking about it. And I said, you know, this is the reason why sometimes I just want to stop doing podcasting. Like, sometimes I just don't even want to do it, because, like, I'm good. I'm healed. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm healing. Like, I just want everybody else to feel the same way, but maybe I just need to be selfish and just be healing and be a bit blissful and being good. If there's one thing me and my friend Sebastian have in common, and that is Amber Riley. I love for Amber Riley. We were Glee fans. Love Mercedes Jones on Glee. It was cool to see her after Glee and not be so innocent and be human. And you know, it's funny, like, she did a movie recently where she was like the crazy, you know, best friend stalker kind of crazy type of person. And it was like, you know, from watching Glee to watching that, it's like crazy. Well, anyway, I don't know what he did. He went on, I guess, Cameo or something, and got her to leave me a message. And she, like, basically was like, your podcast is kind of dope, so don't give up, you know.
Oh, that's so cute. And
like, you know, I was gonna leave you this message, but I had to check out what your work was to make sure it was legit, because yes. I don't want to, you know, I can't be sincere if it's some trash, but it's not trash. And I'm like, that's Amber Riley saying that. Okay. Like, award winning, like, she was the Harp, you know, like the harp left me a message, you know. So, and I got it, like, just before we came on.
Yeah.
And that's why this is probably the worst podcast you've ever been on. I feel like we haven't talked about anything good.
We did, right? Her books, her concussion.
The concussion's not good, girls, do.
No, but the struggle she went through.
No, I know, I'm joking. Yeah. yeah.
No, seriously. Best friend, and you can't live without me. Like, we talked about all.
Yeah. I mean, to circle back about what the comments and everything, it's when you're healing and you are giving out that vibe. And I love your posts, like, your energy, you know that, like, I tell you all the time. And that's why I absolutely adore you. So the people that are unhealed are triggered by you. And then so what they try to do is drag you down to the low energy, which are the comments. So you being as unfazed as humanly possible with that is exactly the right thing. You know, I'm doing a lot, like, obviously. So, like, the movie, the 5 movies, I'm going to do a book number 4 at some point, and that's going to be movie 5, eventually comic book. But I noticed as I do and piece together the movie, I don't, from my personal circle, I don't have a lot of support from my people. And it's because they're the wrong people. You have to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Get different people. And so I'm gaining a new team and people that are aligning with me now. And my world is changing. But when I started this movie and signed with Undisputed Films and Marco Robinson in the UK, I was the only one advocating for myself. There was like only one other person that I knew out of the whole lot of them that was like, yes, do this. And they were all like, no. So like the more successful you are, the more jealous and envious people are, and some mean things come out of their mouths and they try to get you to divert and not be successful. So the only thing I can suggest is, at the end of the day, if you believe 100% that this is the right thing you should be doing, then let the negativity go as much as you can.
Right. And I get that, but it was just a bad day. And
I got you.
I was entitled, but it was just I don't know. Like,
that's the point. Like,
he had the balls, like legit. Like, you came in with these big ass cojones.
Yeah.
Cancer hasn't killed you yet. Like, really? That's how messed up this world is.
It's fucked up.
You know?
Yeah.
It really honestly is. This world is fucked up.
Right. And it was like, oh, it's sad sometimes. Yeah. And it's like, you know, and so sometimes it's like, do I want to give myself to the world? Do I want to give my gift to people? Because what are they going to do with it? They're going to turn my words around? Are they going, you know? But at the end of the day, you're right. And, you know, I think what we're doing is important. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know that people get much from me, but they get a lot from our guests. And to me, I, you know, it's like every guest we've ever had has touched me. So I can imagine how they touch other people. And that's what I love about this podcast. You know, we had we did an interview yesterday, and it was an older gentleman, and it was really funny for us. Well, we got a message from him today, and he said, wow, you know, talking to you felt like talking to an old friend.
Right.
And I was like, damn, that's kind of deep, you know, because we made him comfortable, right. You know, we made him safe. And I think that's what I want to do. It's like, no, let people know that they're a safe place for you to feel comfortable, to feel like you're talking to an old friend, you know, and you know, you have to heal. If you don't heal, you're going to stay in that mesh, in that ugliness. And the potential of working on 5 movies, like, you're going to get your money, girl. You was going to get it, you know? So that's the least bit of your worries. You're going to get it. I wanted to ask you a question. Cool. I know, you know, you know, books have been turned into movies all the time, but you never get to talk to an author, right? So you said they changed some things about it. Do you do that writing, or is it someone else that does that?
Yeah. So I did the script writing. And I also so I'm the director and the script writer and the producer. Because I'm sure someone else could direct it, but I've said it before. My books are already a movie in my head, so why would I even, I mean, be a waste of energy on my app?
So now, how were you, what were your emotions about changing things or making things different in the book?
I actually didn't have an issue with it because I already wanted to go back and modify book one to be longer and different anyway. So this was just a way for me to do it without actually doing that, like the book. And I really enjoy the way it came out. There's more like villain background. There's different scenes with her best friend. They're like sort of the same, but sort of different. And I mean, movie 2, I don't really see a whole lot changing in that, other than maybe some extra characters or something. I went a little deeper, and there's a guard who I named Scott. It's a brand new character in movie 1. He's aligned with the bad guys, and then you see him sort of transition along with the main character to the good side. And so I'm giving as much examples of you have a chance to change your life at any given time. It's just because you made bad decisions doesn't mean it's the end. You can always choose to do good. I mean, and I'm using him as a catalyst for that, but it's like almost two stories at once. Right. So there's both sides, the good side and then the dude on the bad side going to the good side.
Right. And that's pretty dope. I mean, it's cool that you have a mission, you know, it's like you have a purpose behind all of this, and it's to actually teach lessons and not just to, you know, I don't know. I can't stand action movies, right? Like, my mom would turn on an action movie. It's like, deuces. No, I just can't do it. So, I don't know. To me, you know, so to me, it's like I have to watch something that has substance to it, you know? I don't know why I feel like not action movies don't have substance, but you're not going to find your daughter in Barcelona and the guy that got her. Like, it ain't going to be that easy, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Like, if you was a CIA agent, they would never been able to kidnap your daughter. You know what I'm saying? So, like, come on, bro.
You're talking about right now.
Taken. It's like the only action movie I ever watched, and I think because I had to watch it because I was on like on a bus trip, and it was all they was playing, you know, and it was before tablets, you know. So remember those days, Crystal?
That's funny.
Back in the 1900s, when
1900s. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but you know what? We joked around a lot, though, but I do think that you're a great mental health advocate, and so I do want to take the time and ask, is there anything that you want to tell our audience that we didn't give you a chance to say? And if there's not nothing you want to say, then say something, because
you're like, here's your tile.
yeah, 5 seconds. Start talking again.
So... I just want to reiterate, because I can't stress this enough, I feel like a lot of people are realizing that they can do more in life. And like a lot of conversations I have, a lot of people are evolving, like healing wise, mentally wise, and spiritually wise. But they keep getting stuck because, again, the people around them are not supporting them. And I just want to reassure everyone that if you have to distance yourself from people that are toxic or that are giving you a hard time, sometimes they're okay and sometimes not. It's okay to move away from them. And part of the storyline is, for my books, is that you are your best friend. And as long as you support yourself and what you're, and you believe in it enough, nothing will stop you. So for example, I knew as soon as I met Radiston, that he was going to be in my movie. And I didn't know how. I didn't know what was going to happen. But I knew it. And I kept telling him, I was like, you're going to be in my movie. And I mean, I didn't really give him a choice, but let's be honest. But he's such a doll face. Like, he's just so adorable. And with the movie itself, like, everyone was like, aren't you afraid it's movie one? Like, I had another friend of a producer at my author signing be like, asking me a ton of questions. Aren't you afraid you're not going to get the funding? Like, yeah, I am, but I'm going to get the funding. Right. Like, he's like, a lot is playing on movie one because movie one sets the tone for all 5 movies. And aren't you worried that it's going to be bad? No, I'm not worried it's going to be bad. It's going to be freaking awesome. Because it's going to be like Bulgaria and like the content and the mythology and Tree of Life. And this is freaking amazing. No, I'm not worried about this. Right. So like, no one can change my mind. You know,
right.
It won awards. Book one won awards for a reason. So. Yeah.
Good awards. No, definitely everything you said. I mean, I feel like that it's like when you start loving yourself correctly, that's kind of the confidence that you get.
Mm.
You know, you start to know your worth. And really, I think that's what it's all about. You know, when you say things aren't going to happen or you're fearful of things not happening, is you're not knowing what you're worth, you know? So I'm going to go ahead and win this Powerball and we're going to be good. For all those listening, y'all might not see me no more after this show because I won the Powerball. Taking my year off.
Taking my year off. That's funny.
Taking my year off. I'll be in Bulgaria, even though you say you're the director. I'll be like, that sand is out of place. You know what I'm saying? I'll be the director assistant, you know?
Yeah. I will need one.
She'd be like, coffee. But no, really. Cool. I'm so proud of all the stuff that you're doing. I think everything you're doing is so dope. You're always been an inspiration to me. I feel like you taught me a lot of lessons. And if you guys want to know what those lessons are, then go back and watch those last two episodes. Because there's one really, really important lesson that you taught me. But we're not going to talk about it because we're going to make you go back and watch that episode. Okay. So, I mean, you're actually the highest watched episode that we have.
Really?
Yeah. In the second one.
Yeah. I know which one you're talking about.
People didn't know me, but they ain't know nothing about us. They like, we these fucking feelings out. You need to move on. But now, people listening, and but no, really, keep the right people around you. I think a very important message out of all the craziness we talked about today. And it's our craziness. So what you saw was three people healing, catching up. Right?
True story.
Right. Catching up. And we should have did it on a phone call, but no, we did it on a podcast because we want you to see that what healing looks like, how you can genuinely support each other. Everybody can win. You can want everybody to win, you know, but it all comes down to first, like you said, let's get that toxic energy out your life. You know, some people just need to be removed, but it also comes down to figuring out how to love you and understand your worth. And I think it's nothing more important than that. And that is why we do this. There are so many methods out there for mental health wellness that, you know, if you work out these muscles and you be up in the gym, you need to work out like the inside muscles as well. Right. So if it's not a therapist, it's a coach. It could be a book. It could be writing. It could be getting on my nerves like Crystal does, you know? So she gives me all her trauma, and then she'd be like, whew, I feel so much better. And I'm over there like, and she's like, I feel great. I'm going to do my job now.
That's gonna work.
And I'm rocking back and forth, you know? So no, don't do that to people, okay? But Rebecca, we adore you. I apologize if this wasn't what you were expecting. It's just Amber Riley made me high. Okay.
It's all good, man. It's all good. I never really expect anything specific when I come and talk to you guys because I know it's about being authentic, you know, like you are the tone setter of the podcast and I follow you. And then we all have ADHD and then it's just like, it's a party. You know what I mean? Like authenticity is pristine. It's way better than an organized podcast sometimes.
Definitely. And you know what? I feel bad sometimes because we get requests. Like, people be like, can you send us the 20 questions? And I'm like, why? I just got to be 20. No. But my answer is always no for that reason.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't mind having this person on as a guest. Because, you know, now that we're like top rated, we get reached out from like PR people and stuff. You know, so I be talking to people's managers and shit, right? But no, really, and they always want to know, like, what are you going to talk about? What are you going to ask? And I'm like, we'll see when they get here. Okay? Like, depends on the energy of the day, what I have for breakfast, how much Crystal got on my nerves. I'm just playing. Yeah, I really love Crystal. I'm picking on Crystal because she did something without me.
Oh, your feelings are hurt.
What are they hurt? You know what I'm saying? Without me. She wouldn't have had a grandbaby without me.
I did have a granddaughter.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
She just welcomed her second granddaughter, second grandbaby. When she was born on the 25th?
She was born on the 25th.
March 25th. She like legit just knew. And she left me to go to Tennessee to be with this grandbaby and her family. Like, I want nothing. And I got abandonment issues. I really don't. Look, here I go triggering people. I'm going to shut up and end this episode now. Thank you guys for watching. It's Amber Riley's fault, okay? Whatever I said is because Amber Riley, who is so dope, y'all check her out. She made my day today just because, you know what? She supported me. And I think that goes into what you were saying. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing she did was she did her research. And then she was like, okay, yep, you could get support. And I thought that's kind of dope. Y'all do the same thing. Let's support Rebecca. I'm gonna start listing your what's the funding site?
Spotfund.com. There's a specific link directly.
Yeah, I put the link. I just didn't want to name the wrong place. So
yeah, that's understandable.
So I'll put her funding information on all of our platforms and we'll keep posting it. And you guys, I mean, I'd say we probably waste at least $7 a day on nothing.
Probably more.
Right. Well, I'm going to give everybody $7 a day. Okay. We waste at least $7 a day. We not even asking for that $7 a day. We just asking for it one time of $7. Okay. Like, if everybody could just send $7, we could get to where we want to be. Right. Yep. Seven is a bad number. But if you could send more, if you could send $7,000, we're not stopping you, you know? If you could send $7,777, let's do this. But
$5,000 will get you to be an extra in the film. So there's tiers. So like $5,000 is an extra in the film. And then like $1,000 is your logo on my website. It's like all listed on there. So you guys do get something. It's not just like, I mean, I appreciate the generosity and the, right. You know, the support of, you know, mental health and fantasy fiction and LGBT, because like this movie is going to make such a splash. I can't even tell you.
It's going to change the culture, and it's necessary because it's different and yes. It's original and it's something that hasn't been done before. And more people just need to support it. So,
yeah,
you know, there's three things you should have got out of this, right? Learn to love yourself, figure out your worth. That's one thing. I know I said two things, but it's one. The second thing is watch the people around you. And the third thing is we're going to go ahead, click the link, and donate to Rebecca. Until next week, peace, love, and blessings. See you then, guys.
Bye.
Bye.